Exclusive, Representative James Comer, family bank records are the first focus in Biden investigation. By Nick Gilbertson on November 20, 2022. Representative James Comer, RKY, who will be the chairman of the House Oversight Committee in the new Congress, appeared on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday and emphasized that Hunter and James Biden's bank statements are going to be central to the committee's investigation into President Joe Biden. On Thursday, Comer announced at a press conference that the Oversight Committee would be launching an investigation into the Biden family for potential violations, including wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. While speaking with Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle over the weekend, Comer said the first focus of the investigation would be to obtain bank records from President Biden's son, Hunter, and James Biden, the president's brother. "The focus is on day one are those bank violations and those bank records," said Comer. "We are pretty confident in what we're going to find in those. We have two bank violations. We have some bank statements in hand, and we believe that suspicious activity reports, which are bank violations when the bank notifies the federal government that we're pretty confident that our client has committed a crime. Hunter Biden and Jim Biden have at least 150 of those. And I've said this before, and I come from a strong banking background. I don't think there's anyone in the history of the United States that's had that many suspicious activity reports. So there's precedence here in trying to get those suspicious activity reports," added the representative from Kentucky. "And before Joe Biden became president, congressional committees had access to that. Joe Biden changed the rules to where Congress couldn't get access to suspicious activity reports when he became president. I wonder why? It's because his family had 150 of those. Listen." Breitbart Middle. Representative James Comer, RKY, November 19, 2022. Comer added that the U.S. Treasury Department should provide the bank records and suspicious activity reports, but he plans to subpoena the banks if the Treasury Department does not cooperate. Boyle asked Comer if Americans could expect hearings featuring bank and government officials and members of the Biden family, as well as an investigation report at the culmination of the probe and a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. "Yes, that's all of the above," Comer replied. "With respect to the hearings, we really need to have some of these bank records in hand and comb through those before we have a good hearing, because we are confident that the president has lied about his involvement in all of these shady business dealings. We are confident that many of these businesses have broken many laws in the United States. So we need to have 100% evidence that we can demonstrate and show to the American people about the severity of the wrongdoing of the Biden influence peddling schemes. I have two bank records. And one of the suspicious activity reports, basically, is a situation where Hunter Biden got a significant deposit from China from an unmarked account, which doesn't happen in the banking world, you know. There's always a name and address," Comer later noted. "All they know is it came from China. And he's shifting it around to all these accounts he has, which is a pattern of money laundering. And we know that's part of what the Delaware U.S. attorney is looking at, money laundering. We need to know the source of his revenue. If the president's family is getting millions of dollars from China, we need to know what it was. Hunter Biden wasn't manufacturing anything, he didn't own any real estate. He wasn't licensed to sell anything. He wasn't licensed to be a lobbyist," Comer went on to point out. "What the heck business were they in? It's influence peddling, which is illegal." The soon-to-be Oversight Committee chairman also expressed concerns that the investigation could be impeded if Hunter Biden is indicted by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. "The troubling thing to me, and one reason I wanted to have the press conference so soon, was I've always predicted that the U.S. Attorney DOJ will indict Hunter Biden before January to protect him from subpoena," he explained. "So if he's under indictment, we'll never get him in front of the committee. And what we were hearing was he was going to be indicted for tax evasion and lying on the gun application. I wanted to throw some other things out there that I really can't go into great detail," continued Comer. "The human trafficking, that's pretty serious. And obviously, the fact that no one in the mainstream media wrote about that, and no one in the White House commented on that, there's a huge problem with Hunter Biden. And remember, The laptop has videos on it. So the U.S. attorney is not going to get away with just putting a little slap on the wrist for a misdemeanor and indicting Hunter Biden just to protect him from congressional oversight. We want the American people to know there's a laundry list of items that Hunter Biden is potentially in huge trouble over. And this is not going to go away if they appoint a Hunter Biden special counsel or if they indict Hunter Biden. So I feel like the press conference was very effective. And at the very least, we're transparent with the American people on exactly where we're doing on day one, he added. This is an investigation of Joe Biden. And we want those bank violations which Congress always had access to prior to Joe Biden changing the rules when he became president. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Hunter Biden is the subject of the narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was produced by the Unreported Story Society. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.